Blog Talk Radio.
Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, everyone. Good evening, who has called in to Kingdom Builders Development Institute Internet Radio broadcast. And one thing that we do know, God is truly bigger. He's bigger than anything that we are going through. He's bigger than any problem, any sickness. Bigger. Glory be to God. And my name is Prophetess Dana Hannah. I will be your host for this evening. I thank God for my pastor, Teresa Doxson, and our elder, QT Dox. Glory be to God. And at this time, I'm going to do the announcements. Thank you, Jesus. To make a donation, you are definitely sowing seeds into good ground. You can sow into what God is doing. You can send your donation to Kingdom Builders International, 16250 Northland Drive, Southfield, Michigan, 48375, Suite 369. Or you can download the Give Life app at www.givelife.com, or you can go to www.kingdombuilderplaza.com and click on Internet Radio Donation, or you can go to PayPal and go to www.kingdombuilder without the S international.com. Glory be to God. And our church service is at Kingdom Builders International, 16250 Northland Drive, Southfield, Michigan, 48375, Suite 369. The service time is 11 a.m., and my pastor is Prophetess Teresa Dox. And on Wednesdays, we have Jesus Encounter every Wednesday evening at 6:30. We also have a prayer line Monday through Friday at 5 a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And that number is 218-895-0280. And the code is prayer, which is 772-937. Again, the number is 218-895-0280. The code is prayer, and that's 772-930. Glory be to God. And I'm excited to announce the Kingdom Builders Development Institute ministry classes. If you believe that God has called you to ministry and you do not know what to do next, you give us a call and watch God work in your life. Acts 6 and 4 says, "But we will give ourselves continually to ministry and to the ministry of God's word. Get training and get equipped to manifest." For more information, you can call 313-583-9739. And I thank you for calling in for the internet radio. Again, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBDI and click on follow. And then we will send you updates on the speakers and the events. And if you enjoy the word tonight, which you're going to, you can tell someone. And then they can go in afterwards and listen. Glory be to God. And also, we have Project, where we are focusing on developing character, excellence, and integrity in the youth, along with our self-enrichment program for families that are in need of mental, emotional, and spiritual support. And we have an upcoming conference, Kingdom Builders International and Bethlehem AME Church 2016 Women's Conference, Uplifting Women and Birthing Our Purpose. Glory be to God. October the 21st, Friday and Saturday, October the 26th. And this conference is also a fundraiser for our Project Youth. Glory to God. For more information, you can email Audrey at KingdomBuildersPastor.com or call the church office at 313-583-9739. Glory be to God. Glory to God. And tonight, I have a guest speaker, a mighty woman of God, a general in the army of the Lord. Prophetess White is going to bring forth the word tonight. And the title is going to be the title D, Glory Be to God. And I just thank God for the woman of God. Prophetess White, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. God bless you.
Glory to God. God bless you. At this time, I yield the line to you.
Okay. Praise God. It's a wonderful night. Thank God for this Thursday. I was in a store earlier today. I just give God all the glory, the honor, the praise. I thank God for the prayer line. Thank God for you, Prophetess Dana, for giving me this time and opportunity to bring forth the word of God. And the title is the title D on this Thursday night. But as I was saying, I was in the store today, and I was walking through the store, and they had a hat, and the hat said, Thirsty Thursday. And I said, praise God. You know, they may have been thinking about a drink, but I'm thinking about being thirsty for the word of God. And so tonight is a Thirsty Thursday, that we're thirsting for the word of God. So I thank God for you, prophetess, and all who are on the prayer line tonight. I just want to preface this by saying that I was reading a book by Dr. Cleflo Dollar, and the book is entitled Not Guilty. And that it is a very good book, and just the title alone, Not Guilty, knowing that we are not guilty. Amen. And so I was teaching a lesson out of this book at another Bible study that I'm involved in, and the title of it is Title Deed. And so the name of that chapter is Title Deed. So as I was teaching this in this chapter, it was so exciting, and it really blessed me. And I pray that it'll bless you. So I have some notes, and I may read some of the excerpts in this book. But I just want to begin in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come tonight giving you all the glory, the honor, the praise in the name of Jesus. We thank you for tonight, that tonight is a blessed night. Tonight is a healing night. Tonight is a transformation night. Tonight is a night of manifestation. And I thank you, Lord God, for this prayer line and for this line, that we're all connected to the line. And you are the lifeline. And we thank you right now, God. Give us the word, give us clarity of mind in the name of Jesus. Have your Holy Spirit and guide us and direct us even on tonight. Let the people who are listening be blessed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and add no sorrow with it. Amen. And so as I was reading this chapter, it just really blessed me, and I talked to some other people, prayers, and talked about the title deed, and it blessed them as well. But I'm going to go on, and I'm going to read the definition of title deed. A title deed, a legal deed or document constituting evidence of right, especially to ownership of property. When you own a property entirely, you possess the deed and the title. It's a legal document executed and acknowledged under the seal and in the presence of a notary, showing the right of ownership to a property. Amen. And so we have been given the title deed in the word of God. The promises of God are yea and amen. We have been given promises in the word of God, and it has been signed, sealed, and delivered through the blood of Jesus. And so on tonight, as we continue, I would like for you, if you have your Bibles, to go with me, or as you listen to the scripture that we're going to, that will be our theme scripture tonight. And it's Hebrews 11:1 in the Amplified. And it reads, "Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of the things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality." Faith, perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. So I want you to realize tonight that this is faith talking. And faith calls those things that be not as though they were. And in the New King James, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen." And so here we have in the Amplified telling us about the title deed, things that we hope for, and it's the proof of the things we do not see, and that it's the conviction of their reality. This is a reality. The word of God is a reality. It is real. Amen. And we listen and read the word of God. And as I go on, it says, "No one can successfully dispute ownership when you're holding the title to something." Amen. Whether it's, I think about people who have been left something in wills, or whether it's a house or car or jewelry or whatever it is. But if they never hear the will read or know that there's a will, they won't ever receive what's been left for them in the will. But we have the word of God. It is like a will that has been left to us by God, that we can go into this book, the word of God, and pull out everything and anything that we need at the time. Amen. And if ever there's a time to be in the word of God, it's the time right now that we're living in. And I just want to regress for a minute that as I was dialing this number, Prophetess Dana, the last three numbers is 911. And I said, wow, God, you know that in this world that we're living in today, it's a 911. It's an emergency. And we thank God that we can go to the word of God and get our answers. Amen. And so knowing that we have this title deed that has been left to us, we can go into the word and get whatever we need. I remember once when my father, he allowed someone to use his car and to drive it. And they drove it and they continued to drive it until my father passed away. So I was thinking about that as I was talking, thinking about the title deed. And the people that were driving the car wanted to keep the car. And it was funny to me. I said, now how are they going to keep the car when I have the title deed? So at a point, they had to give me the car. Why did they give me the car? They gave me the car because I had the title to it. And so that shut down anything that they wanted to come against me or take me to court or whatever. And so I want to say to you, you know, those of you who ever had a title to something, or, you know, after you have paid for your car or paid for your house, they gave you the deed and the title. Amen. And so it belongs to you. No one can take what belongs to you. Amen. And so, you know, with the title deed, we thank God that Jesus, the Son of God, came and he left us the word of God, that we can go into the word and pull out anything that we need at any time. When it comes to our health, our finances, our children, we need to go into the word of God, find the scripture that covers that situation, and that's your title deed. And I was thinking, we're entitled to the title deed. And so you go get the word of God and put it, write it, say it, mumble it openly, speak it out loud, whatever you have to do to keep it going in your mouth. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, the word of God, which we preach. And so it's a preach word. And so you go get that. I remember when I was going through chemotherapy, or when I was diagnosed in 2004 with colon cancer. And the doctors told me that I had to have surgery, which I did, and I had to have 6 months of chemotherapy, which I did. But during that time, the Lord said, you know, and I thought about other people who had gone and had the chemotherapy and their surgery, and Dodie Osteen was one of them. And Dodie Osteen said in her book that she took a picture, got a picture of how she looked, you know, doing well, and how she looked great, because Dodie Osteen was given a diagnosis of terminal liver cancer. And so anyway, I went on and read some of her book, and she said she got a picture and she put scripture on the picture and put scriptures all over the house. And so that's what I did when I was going through. I took paper and got a picture of myself and how I remember myself before I started losing weight and things going on. And I put the Word of God everywhere, in the kitchen and in the bathroom and on the door when I go in and go out. Amen. And so I had to keep that before my eyes, the Word of God. And every day I would read the Word of God. When I got in my car, I would turn the Word of God on. I just kept feeding myself, even though after the surgery, they said everything was fine, but they still told me I needed 6 months of chemotherapy. And so I still took the 6 months of chemotherapy. I read the Word of God. I stayed in the Lord's presence. I turned off the television, because when you're serious and when you're going through in your body, you don't have time to look at the news. You don't have time to see what other people are doing around the world, because there's something going on in your world. And so I had to put that Word before me. And just like I'm saying to you and talking to you tonight, that you get that Word, that scripture that you need, whether it's for your finances or Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Get that scripture and you say it, you murmur it, you meditate on it. It says in Joshua to meditate on the Word, amen, and to speak that Word out loud. And you may not see the results right away. They may not be immediate results in the natural, but that doesn't mean something has not changed in the supernatural realm. For we are supernatural people. We are our speaking spirits, as I heard Pastor Cleflo Dowell say, my former apostle, Dr. Joanne Long, would say, and others would say. And the Word of God says, we are speaking spirits, and we have to speak that Word of God. And so I would speak that Word of God, not really tapping in, because that was my title deed. Amen. And so I took that Word and I stood on that Word, and I got people that got in agreement with me. You know, you have to get people who are going to agree with you in the Word of God. It says if two agree on earth as touching anything in his name, you know, he's there in the midst. He's there with you. And so you get someone to agree with you. And number one, you get the Word. That's your title deed, the scripture that you need to stand on. Amen. And then you get some people who are going to stand with you. Amen. You don't need anyone that's not going to stand with you for your healing or for whatever you're going through at that time. You need someone that's going to stand with you. And you must do something. We must do something. Also, God is not going to leave us without us having something to do. I had to continue to stand on the Word of God. I had to continue to repeat the Word of God. And guess what? I'm still standing on the Word of God. I'm repeating the Word of God. Amen. Even tonight, dealing with some things. But I'm standing on the Word of God, knowing that it's my title deed. Amen. And that the Word of God, you got to put it in action. And a mother that I was talking to, she was talking about activate faith, activate your Word. Amen. And the only way it's going to be activated is if you act on it. Amen. You must speak the Word and say the Word and meditate on the Word, and don't let anyone take you off your square. Don't let anyone take you off of what you know is right and what you need to know to stay and stand for you. Amen. It says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. So you got to hear it, and you can hear it by you saying it. Amen. And this will be activated for you. And I think about years ago when people used to have the Jerry curl. Amen. you know, they would go to the salon and they would have that process done. But until they put the activator on the curl, they were not going to have the curl. Until we put the word of God on the situation, glory to God, to activate that thing, nothing is going to happen. And so tonight, I admonish you, and I'm with you, amen, that we take the title deed that we have been given, glory to God, that was left for us, and use it for our advantage, amen. You don't have to accept no for an answer, because once you find the title deed, you start operating in that. Amen. Your title deed is what puts pressure on the unseen to deliver what you hope for as you wait in faith. Glory to God. Amen. So you take that word of God and you stand on it. Then you begin to put pressure, as you begin to say it, on the unseen world, on the unseen. Because you're calling those things that be not as though they were. And you stand on that and you keep saying it. And I'm sure when we open up the prayer line, you know, for people to that want prayer or whatever, knowing that we're standing on the word, we're standing together, we're meditating on the word. It says in Joshua, meditate on the word day and night. Glory to God. And when you do that, you're going to have good success. God is going to bless you. You'll see things transform in your life. Glory to God. And so this is what we're doing and saying tonight. I also think about when I had paid for my car. I had a car, and I paid for it. It took me some years to pay for it. And after I paid for the car, I said, I'm going to give that car to my son. And so we did all the paperwork, and he ended up with the title to the car. I gave it to him. But I'm thinking, I said, wow, Lord, this is exactly what Jesus did. You know, he paid for it. He paid for the title deed, for us to have the title deed. Here I worked hard, paid that monthly note, paid for it every month. And then at the end of the years that I paid for the car, they gave me the title deed. But then I gave the car to my son. My son did not work for that car. He did not pay for that car. It was I gave him the title deed. We did not work for the Iko Sama Sheka Sataya. We did not work for the title deed. Glory to God. Jesus died for us so we could have the title deed. And he gave it to us. And guess what? My son took that car, the title deed, happily. Amen. Because he didn't have to pay a note for it. All he had to do was receive the title deed from his mother. Glory to God. We're receiving the title deed from our father and from our elder brother, Jesus. Glory to God. And so we take what we have been given. And I talked to someone today, and I told them, I said, that's all we have is the word of God. And that's enough. Glory to God. And I've had some people to pass and some close people to leave this world. And I said, God, he said that we will leave this world. He said, but in the meantime, in between time, he said, you better call those things that be not as though they were. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not before to steal, kill, and to destroy. And I'm so glad it didn't stop there. He said, but I am come that you may have life and that you may have it. Yes, we may have it more abundantly. And so I began to feast on that word. See, that was my title deed that I needed to hear at the time. Glory to God. Yeah, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He said, but I am come. And even tonight, as we're talking on this line tonight, the I am come. The I am has come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you may have life, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And so I thank God tonight for the abundant life. And I speak abundant healing and abundant strength and abundant blessings on all who are on this line tonight that are connected. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for the abundance. Thank you for the abundance. I'm abundantly blessed. We are abundantly blessed, abundantly healed, abundantly anointed, abundantly happy. Glory to God. And I pray that as I'm speaking, you're receiving and you're shouting right along with me. Glory to God. And so we stay to the word. We stay true to the word. We activate that word. We continue to say it. Amen. Glory to God. And we thank God for the word. Glory to God. He says, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, the word of faith which we preach. Glory to God. That we have to stay in faith, stay believing. Glory to God. I couldn't see and keep thinking about the cancer or what I was going through, that I had to put the book in front of me and put those scriptures all around me. I remember I was in a situation and I was at a table with some friends and the person was going through in their body with cancer, and they came back to the table and they were telling us, you know, what the doctor said and the doctor this and the doctor that. And you know, we were looking and listening at them. And in the midst of that, one of the prayers, glory to God, they took and moved aside that those papers that they had saying what the doctor said, glory to God. And they took the Bible and put it in front of that person's face and said, we got to read this. And I'm saying, God, we all look, you're right. We've got to read this and we've got to stay on the word of God. Yes. The doctors will diagnose what they're going to diagnose. They prognosis. Glory to God. But God knows how to turn every negative situation into a positive. Glory to God. I think about how my mother was dying of esophageal cancer. Glory to God. And at one point, the doctors told my sister and I, or told me to call the family because she was going to die in 24 hours. And I said, God, 24 hours? Do we have enough time to get this and that, dot, 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 get the people? And in the midst of that, glory to God, we went in and we were looking at my mother. We didn't tell her what was going on. And she was looking like all these people are here. She said, you know, why are you all here? Oh, you think I'm going to die? I'm not going to die. I'm not dying. And guess what? She didn't die for 6 months later. We had 6 months with my mother, 6 months to prepare, 6 months to enjoy. Glory to God. She spoke the word herself. She had the title deed. We're entitled to the title deed. And so I thank God my mother stayed in faith and stayed believing God. Glory to God. But at the end, I remember one time she said to me, she said, you're keeping me here. Let me go. And I, you know how we are. We don't want to let people go, let our loved ones go. But when she said that to me that night, I said, yes, I am. But at a point, I said, God, have your way with your daughter. This is your daughter. Glory to God. I would want her here and never let her go. Glory to God. But my mother stayed in faith, and we stayed in faith, and we stayed praying and believing God. So I'm saying to you tonight, and I'm still saying to myself, glory to God, that we have the title deed that was given to us by God through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus, our elder brother, glory to God, and staying on the word of God. And I think about the title deed in one of the stories where Jesus was in a city, and I think he may have been in the temple, and he saw this woman that was bent over for 18 years, and she was and she couldn't lift herself up. It was something dealing with her spine, glory to God. And she was bent over for 18 years, seeing life, seeing things in a distorted perspective. And we can see things in a distorted perspective. And Jesus saw this woman bent over, and he called the woman over to him. And sometimes that fascinates me. God, you know what? Jesus called the woman over to him. Why couldn't he just heal the woman there? He could have, but he wanted the woman to do something. The woman had to walk over to Jesus. And Jesus said, ought not this daughter of Abraham, she should be made whole. Glory to God. Ought not the daughter, their daughter's on the line tonight. Their son's on the line tonight. Ought not that daughter, you call your name out. Ought not that son, you call your name out. Glory to God, who is heir and joint heir with Christ. Ought not you be loosed. And Jesus spoke a word, glory to God, to the woman and said, woman, thou art loosed of that infirmity. Hallelujah. And immediately, immediately her back straightened, her vertebrae straightened. And anybody that has ever gone to a chiropractor, and anyone that has had a muscle spasm, glory to God, you know what that feels like, bent over in a muscle spasm, in a backache, glory to God. That's why we go to the masseuse. That's why we go to chiropractors. But this woman was bent over for 18 years and could not lift herself. But she was entitled. She had a title deed. And Jesus called the woman over. And when he called her over and spoke the word, woman, thou art loose from your infirmity, glory to God, her back was straight. And she could see things. She could see life not in a distorted view. And so I'm seeing this tonight, that woman, thou art loosed. Anyone on the line tonight with an infirmity, you know, you get the scripture. You get the scripture that deals with your situation. You have the title deed. Hallelujah. The men on the line, you get that scripture, glory to God, dealing with your situation, whether it's financial, social, marital, glory to God. You have the title deed, and you begin to speak that word and speak it out loud. And, you know, Mark 11:23, it says, you know, speak to the mountain and tell it to be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And don't doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say, and you shall have whatsoever you say. So it's about what you say. Just like we talked about the will and what you have in the will, but if you don't know the will, if the will wasn't read to you, glory to God, saying what you do have, you would never know it. But we have been given the will and testament, the word of God, the New Testament, the Old Testament. Amen. Glory to God. And it's awesome that Jesus stayed to be the testator of his will. Glory to God. A lot of people go on and die, and then people have to read the will of that person of that has deceased. But Jesus came to fulfill it and to let us know what he was leaving for us. Hallelujah. So I thank God for this word tonight. I thank God in the name of Jesus that we have victory and that we are victorious. We are not victims. Glory to God. And that we speak the word of God and walk in the favor of God and walk in the anointing of God. Amen. And by his stripes, we are healed and we are strengthened and we're strong. Glory to God. And I think about the woman that, you know, Hillary Clinton. She is running for the presidency. And one of her themes is stronger together. Amen. And I really like that because we are stronger together. One will chase 1,000, but two will put 10,000 to flight. So tonight, as we are together, and I know that I haven't heard you, but I believe you are with me and with the word tonight, that we're together. Amen. We agree together that the word of God is true and that we are entitled to the title deed and that we have the title deed and we're going to use the title deed for any situation that is needed for us. Amen. It says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. And so it's what we're saying. It's what you're saying. There's power in our mouth. There's power in our tongue. Amen. Glory to God. And I remember Kenneth Hagin said, you know, you can have doubt in your head, but faith in your heart. Glory to God. And then as you continue to say the word of God and speak the word of God, that doubt is going to go in your head. And the two are going to come together stating the word of God. Amen. And so I am excited tonight, as you can tell. I'm continuing on in the word of God, and we're standing on the promises of God together. Amen. Amen. Prophetess Dana, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Glory be to God. What a word, woman of God. What a word. What a word. What a word. Thank you, Jesus. And tonight, for everyone that's listening over the phones, over the internet, we are going to take communion. So at this time, you can prepare your elements together, and Prophetess White is going to go forth with the prayer of salvation.
Amen. Amen. Romans 9 and 10 says that if you confess with your mouth, here we go, the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And so those who are on the line tonight that are not saved, you just confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. You say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, that you died for me, amen, and that you were born of a Virgin Mary, and I believe that you died for me, and I receive you to be my Lord and my Savior in the name of Jesus. And he says, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you will be saved. So if you confess that with your mouth, believe it in your heart, you are saved tonight because you're standing on the word of God. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So with all of what we have said tonight, confess it and receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen, and glory be to God. Since you said that prayer, the angels are rejoicing. We are rejoicing. Welcome
Amen.
To the body of Christ. Glory be to God. And our prayer is you will go to a Bible teaching, Holy Ghost-filled, Spirit-filled church. Glory be to God and get fed. So we thank God for you. We thank God if you listen to this internet broadcast months from now, you can still be in the body of Christ. So every promise that the prophet is talking about, once you accept Christ, is yours. It's yours.
Amen.
If you have not accepted him, it ain't yours. He got to be your big brother. In order to be your big brother, you have to do the prayer of salvation. Glory be to God. And at this time, I just want us to meditate on God. Meditate on what Jesus did. I'm just going to speak a little bit about the communion that we're going to prepare to take in Jesus' name, that the scripture said in Isaiah 53 that he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and it talks about his grief and his sorrow. And in Matthew it talks about infirmities and sickness. And it was revealed through Jesus. He bore all them for us, infirmities and sickness. And when God gave me the in the midst of the pain, there is peace. I thought about physically, but God said, no, this is a threefold atonement, spirit, soul, and body, and the body of Christ need to be made whole because they are sick physically, spiritually, and emotionally. Glory be to God. And Jesus came for the threefold so we can be made whole. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And so right now, before we even partake in communion, we have to examine ourselves. Is there anything in my heart? Is there anything that I have done that has not pleased you, Lord Jesus? Forgive me, God. Forgive me. If there's anyone that I'm holding unforgiveness in, I'm going to let it go. I'm not going to commune with you, Jesus, because I need to examine myself. I need to examine my heart. Glory be to God. So, God, Father, I just pray that you will forgive us for any sins that we have done in word, thought, or deed, as we examine our hearts and ourselves before you. If we hold anyone bondage and unforgiveness, God, we forgive them because your word tells us to pray for them who despitefully use us. Pray for our enemies, not hold them hostage by not forgiving them. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So if you have your communion ready, I just thank God for you. And you know what? It's on my heart. We're just going to take a quick music break.
There's healing for your sorrow. Healing for your pain. That's healing for your spirit. There's shelter from the rain. Lord, send your healing. For this we know there is a
come on, help us sing it, Tom.
to God. Glory be to God. There's a burning, Julia. There's healing for your sorrow, for your pain, spiritually, emotionally, physically. Glory be to God. And Father, we just thank you. We thank you for forgiving our sins and release anyone that we have held hostage, God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to redeem mankind. We thank you that through Jesus' suffering, he purchased a threefold redemption for us, spirit, soul, and body. And we ask you to bless his bread that represents his body and bless the juice that represents the precious blood of Jesus. And in your word, it says in 1 Corinthians 11:23-26, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he broke it, he gave thanks. And we eat together." After that, he said, this is my body, which is broken. So you do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after dipping, saying, "As we drink, this is the cup in the new covenant in my blood, as we drink together. This do, as often you drink it, remember me, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." So, Father, we thank you that we have received the communion. We thank you, God, that we are strengthened. We are healed spiritually, emotionally, and physically because of the new covenant, because of the seal and the suffering of Jesus Christ. We thank you. You have carried so much infirmities. We thank you for the shed blood. We thank you that we are safe and untouchable from the end. We thank you that we can commune together no matter what city or state or nation we in. We can come together and commune with you, Father. We thank you, Lord God. In Jesus Christ's holy name, I pray, and glory be to God. And at this time, I'm going to open up the lines for prayer requests, comments, testimonies. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The lines are now open. If you're on the line, you may come forth. If you have noise in your background, can you please mute your phone? Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. No problem. I know. I just thank you for the word. I thank you for the teaching on the title deed. I thank you for just encouraging me even the more. I thank you for the spiritual food that you brought to the table tonight. I enjoyed that meal. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word because it was so powerful. And, yes, we do get the ready deed from the word of God and trusting God with everything and have faith no matter what the situation looks like. And no matter what it is, God is faithful. And we just have to have enough faith to know that he's faithful for us to keep our journey and see God is willing. So that word was powerful, and I need to do that tonight. So I just thank you for the powerful word to continue to, and if you could pray for me right now and pray my strength and to stand with the people of Jesus. And I thank God.
It's Dr. with an early battalion of free
radical yeah.
Someone has a TV on in their background. Can you please mute your phone?
No.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hello, I can hear you. You was kind of low, but I was able to hear you pop his tail. Do anyone else want to come forth with comments or prayer requests or testimonies? Someone has a TV on in their background. Okay. Prophetess White, I have a prayer request. I have a niece, and for the last 8 years, she has lost 2 children. One was stillborn, one fell out of her womb, so they had to sew her womb up and have her on bed rest. She birthed the baby out 2 days ago, and the baby is 2 pounds and 1 ounce, and he's in intensive care. And his name is Rayshon Jr. And I just want, and I've been praying for her. My family's standing in the gap for her. And I just want to just be in agreement with her that the baby's lungs will not be affected. He will come out of his soul, Prophetess. Thank you, Jesus. Without a trace.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Without a trace.
Without a trace.
Amen. Amen. Without a trace of sickness and disease, we just stand on the word of God, and we call the baby healed and whole and strengthened in the name of Jesus. And the word says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. And so we just send the word to the hospital room, the baby's ward in the name of Jesus. And God knows to go, and the angels encamp around and about him directly to him. And so we just thank God for his life and that he will continue to live.
Glory to God. Thank you, Prophetess. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to ask for, is anyone else about to come forth? Hallelujah, Jesus. It must be good. Today. Whoever, hold on 1 minute, hold on. You kind of low. I'm trying to. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I can hear you now. I think I found where the noise is. We can hear you. You can go forth.
Okay, this is Prophetess Pam. How you doing, Prophetess? How you doing? The word was powerful. It was powerful, and it touched me, and it's things that I'm going through right now. And I know that I have to keep the faith, and I stay in his word. So that really touched my soul and gave me more courage and to keep going and believing in God because he's powerful. And speak them things as they were, and that's what I do daily. So it was powerful word tonight. It met in need. Thank you, Jesus. So
Amen.
Just me and my family, and that was I was getting chills. It was powerful, just straight from the heavens, and that's what God do when he uses us as spiritual to help somebody else. We need one another, like you said. We need, no matter how close we think we are, what relationship, we need one another. We got to be on
Amen.
One another. So, yeah, that met the need that also healed you as you were speaking. You were getting healed in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
God is awesome. So continue to pray. I mean, just say a prayer for me and my family and my strength. Continue to stay on this narrow road and not wavely and just hold on to the word of God. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The line is open for another comment or prayer request. You may come forth.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Well, at this time, I yield the line back to Prophetess White for closing remarks. Glory to God.
Amen. Well, you know, there people sometimes are on the line and they just want to listen and not want to comment, but I've had someone to just text me that they were listening and it was all good. So I thank God for those who I've called or those who are on the line or who were on the line earlier. So I'm just going to say a closing prayer. Amen. If that's all right with you, Prophetess Dana, or did you have something else to say or what?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. The only thing I have to say is go tell someone about the broadcast. And they can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KBI, and they can listen to the teaching tonight or anytime. It will be in the archives forever. Glory be to God. So go tell someone. They need to learn about their title deed. Thank you, Jesus. You can make close out, Prophetess White.
Heavenly Father, we just come giving you all the glory, the honor tonight. And God, we thank you that on this thirsty Thursday, that you are the thirst quencher and that you've quenched our thirst tonight. And we will continue, you know, it says to hunger and thirst after righteousness. And we thank you, Lord God, that you heard our prayer, you heard us, and you heard the people, God. And God, continue to bless and strengthen each and every one that was on the line tonight. Bless Prophetess Dana, Hannah, and her ministry, and her pastor, and all who are involved with this ministry, and continue to heal and strengthen her family in the name of Jesus. And God, I just place a blessing upon each and every one whose ears heard, glory to God, that they will see results from this title deed on tonight, because truly we are entitled to the title deed. And so, God, that we know it and that we receive it even on tonight. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank the people for listening and that they're covered with the blood of Jesus even on tonight, the rest of the week, and throughout this year. God, in the name of Jesus, we're coming to the end of this year, going into 2017. So continue to bless and strengthen each and every one, and we are stronger together. Amen.
Amen, and glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. I do have one thing to say. Last year we didn't do this, but every year about 5 years ago I started on Halloween Day from 12 o'clock that night when it kicks off to 12 o'clock November 1st. We have a 24-hour prayer line where we have an intercessor praying for an hour, or someone can pray for a half an hour. We are looking for intercessors to stand in the gap so we can have that whole day filled with prayer to God. We call it a Hallelujah Day, where we just come against the enemy for that whole day. So if you are on the line and you would like to be an intercessor, or you know someone that would like to be an intercessor, you can email me at dana@kingdombuildersplaza.com. You're a friend of Prophetess White. You can just let her know, and she will let me know. Right now we're trying to get all the intercessors in order. Glory be to God. And that's it for the announcements. And we thank God for you guys. You continue to have a blessed evening. In Jesus' name, amen. And good night.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Good night. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless.
There's healing for your sorrow.